Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. There was an article I read earlier this week, and it was a really surprising article. It was talking about neurological diseases, autism. Usually it's children, but I think it happens also with adults. But we're talking about autism. We're talking about schizophrenia, where kids are having hallucinations. They're having a swirling. They're overwhelmed by sensory information, like an autistic child. Or it can be maybe a little bit more minor, like attention deficit hyperactivity. Here's what they're saying. Most children, when they go through childhood, may get strep throat. Most all children get strep throat, and they get over it. They take an antibiotic, they get over the strep throat. But in some cases, the bacteria that creates strep throat is able to get through the brain barrier, which is a very difficult thing to do. The brain barrier are specialized capillaries that basically seal the brain off and only let certain things in. But occasionally, there's a child that strep throat will get into the hypothalamus of the brain. And then almost overnight, the kid will start getting painful hallucinations. The room is swirling. And this may go on the rest of their life. They may have schizophrenia. They may retreat from the world. They may be angry and all that. Well, some smart researcher said, how do we know they don't have strep? Well, normally you do a blood test. Doesn't always show up in the blood. So they took some of these children that had problems like that and gave them antibiotic for strep, and the problems went away. And I went, wow. I had an uncle, a brilliant individual, photographic memory, real likable guy, voted most likely to succeed, president of his student council, went to law school. Towards the end of law school, he started having hallucinations, bipolar. Actually, they thought he was schizophrenic. And they did electric shock treatment, so we're talking about way back. Poor guy, I mean, it didn't destroy his memory, still had a photographic memory, but he would have these episodes. The last part of his life, they realized he's not schizophrenic. He's bipolar. He just needed some lithium. But sometimes what they do as a treatment, it's not going to the cause of the problem. It's repressing the expression of the problem. It's dealing with the symptoms and not the cause. This approach, that there may be something that has gotten its way into the brain, that if that was eradicated from the brain, then the problem would go away. I think that's such an important insight. Now, sometimes the best we can do is to deal with the symptom so a person can live a normal life. But I've seen the effects of how that can really destroy a person's life that has all this potential and likable person. And then all of a sudden overnight something happens and they start hallucinating. But they may not happen all the time. And why would that be? Well, we know that fungus spores are like a mushroom, parasites, that they'll go through a period that they're dormant and then they'll take off and then they'll go dormant again. That could explain some of it, why something person might be okay for a while, then all of a sudden there's a reaction. But really what it is the immune system is in a battle with that. And that inflames the brain. And you get an inflamed brain, you get depressed, anxiety, lethargic sometimes. You can't think well. And if that inflammation continues, a lot of times Alzheimer's and dementia will show up. So it's really important to do what we can to keep the inflammation down. And that's why I talk about things like Noric Naturals and the fish oil and how that's so important to the brain, especially the DHA, and keeping that down. And then there's other things that you can do. You know, curcumin is fantastic. CBD oil balances these things out a lot of times when there something is trying to make it unbalanced, it balances back out. And so the CBD oil can be very powerful. And the best, of course, is CV Sciences. And they want you to work up to what works for you, like the gold. I use one or two capsules of the gold in the morning, and that's my favorite. And I'll use curcumin. There's a lot of good ones. UltraCur is a local company, has a great one. I think Terry Naturally has a very good one because he uses other things in there too, like Boswellia and some other things that are very anti-inflammatory. So though we may be dealing with the symptom and not the cause, if we can get things back in balance or bring down the inflammation, the CBD oil gets things back in balance, and it also deals with inflammation. But and the curcumin helps bring that down. Or sometimes taking something like oregano P73 at high dosages, killing the pathogens. All of a sudden, problems that we thought were just behavior or neurological may go away. That juice of oregano will go into the brain. And that, Dr. Ingram has talked about things like Lou Gehrig's disease, a man that had it really bad, couldn't get out of his chair. It's some reason it went away. It's like that pathogen just quit being attacked by the immune system. Folks, we're going to be right back. I have a lot more to talk to you about. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. You know, sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your health. And one of the best things I've ever found over the last 20 years of doing radio is a product called InvigoRest. I love that product. And as you get older, it gets harder and harder to sleep well. I want you to call a phone number, 877-338-3340, 877-338-3340, or go to restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put in Dan as the code, D-A-N. I want you to get a great price on InvigoRest. If you call that number or you go to restandrepair.com and put in that code, Dan, you can get four for the price of three. Call it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I want to continue with the thoughts that I was just elaborating on. You know, they talk about autoimmune diseases, and autoimmune diseases have gone through the ceiling. I mean, there used to be like seven autoimmune diseases, arthritis, a couple different ones, you know, like Lou Gehrig's disease or MS. The variety of the basic ones, and now there's over 100. And they go, where are these coming from? Some people believe they come in from all the vaccinations and all the antibiotics that we give. You got to remember what antibiotics are. If you remember how penicillin was discovered, the scientist had a petri dish, and he was trying to kill this bacteria, and he was trying different things on it and see what would kill it. And he had some set up close to a window, and some mold blew in, and it was dead. And it blew in from above, I believe something on the floor above, bread mold. And the bread mold killed it. Well, the fungus and bacteria sometimes work hand in hand, but usually they're in a battle. They're both trying to parasite off of us. They're both trying to eat whatever their host is and suck the very nutrients out of the host. And that's how it survives. So they're using one parasitic pathogen to kill another. So then we get negative effects from the antibiotic. And we kill off things like probiotics that we want. I mean, probiotics rules all kinds of systems in the body that they didn't understand just a few years ago. They understood it was good for the digestion. But they didn't know it affected the brain, the joints, inflammation, affected the heart, affected all these different systems. And now they're doing colonics with probiotics for people that are in severe situations because they can't get enough of it going through the digestive system. And they're turning around some major diseases with probiotics. Now, to tell you the truth, there's about 400 positive probiotics. There's thousands of different ones out there. But let's say there's really 16, 18 strands that people need. And those strands have different functions. And one person, because of their diet or just because what they ate a few hours ago, certain things will be high and certain things will be low if they were charting these different probiotics. And the next week, it may look totally different. But generally speaking, people have a certain species. And I've told this story before, but I think it's a really eye-opener for me, it was anyway. They took fruit flies. And they marked the wings of half the fruit flies. So let's say they had 100 fruit flies moved over to one cage and 100 into another cage. The cage A with the red dot on their wing, they fed maybe a little banana and something else as their food. And on the other one, they fed a different mixture, maybe something more like mashed seeds of some sort that it was easy for them to eat. Well, now the probiotics is different in the guts of those fruit flies. They have a different profile. When they measure those, it might be real high in Acidophilus, real low in Bacillus, and all these other, I mean, we're talking about a lot of them, not just a few. But we're talking about a lot of different probiotics that are measured. Well, they put them all together into one cage. The females would only mate with the fruit fly that had eaten the same kind of food they had. And I went, what? They would only mate with the ones that had eaten the same food. And they said what they believed was going on, there were pheromones released. And those pheromones told the female fruit flies, hey, he's part of our group. He's a good guy. You can mate with him. But don't mate with this one over here eating banana. Well, I laughed about that because what they did is they gave them a little bit of antibiotics, and now the females would mate with either one once they destroyed the probiotics. That's how they knew that the probiotics was controlling the mating instinct. Very powerful. Here's a little bitty bacteria that's controlling one of the strongest urges in nature. In some cases, it is the strongest during the mating area of a person's life because people kill each other over a mate. But so it's even stronger than the need to survive. So probiotics was controlling that. Well, before antibiotics, people were sort of tribal. The United States is a mixture of a lot of different cultures. But in the different ethnic groups have food that's true to that ethnic group, and different racial groups have food that's true to that group. And there wasn't a lot of intermingling between the different groups. There wasn't a lot of cross-marriaging going on. Antibiotics came along, And by the time I was in college, the free love movement was going on, and no one thought about dating people from different races, different ethnic groups, and now it's no big deal at all. It was a little bit on the outside edge. I did, but some people, weren't quite that daring. But a lot of people now, it's not daring. It's just the way things are. We eat the same foods. We go through fast food restaurants. We go to the same. We eat a lot of the American cuisine. So people have the same probiotic gut, giving off the same pheromones, and we go, oh, we're all part of this family, and there's. And it takes away, good or bad, it takes that away. There's not a pheromone sense of tribal connection or cultural connection. And I was so fascinated by that because it indicated how powerful these probiotics are. They're powerful in many other ways, too. But that's one of the ways that that struck me as so strong. So killing off this probiotics through the use of antibiotics. Oh, well, we'll just rebuild those. And I understand it takes a year or more of deliberately rebuilding them, eating fermented food and taking probiotics to get the gut back in line from just taking a round of antibiotics. So it's not an easy thing to do. And sometimes even then you can't get it done. And a lot of damage has been done by that time, a lot of inflammation. So it's important to eat fermented food. The way they do that is they add a little salt to water. I understand you can do it in just water, but you add a little sea salt to water, and you put the vegetables in there, and you let it sit there for a couple weeks. And for some reason, normally salt kills bacteria, but it doesn't kill probiotics, obviously, because it starts fermenting that food. And it will give it a vinegar taste, but if you buy pickles or sauerkraut and you look at the back and it has vinegar in it, it's a fake fermentation. It tastes like food that's been fermented, but it's not. And it's not that it would hurt you. There's nothing wrong with vinegar. I think apple cider vinegar is one of the best things there is for you. But you need to be aware that if you're really wanting to rebuild the gut, like using kimchi and true organic fermented sauerkraut or different vegetable mix or pickles, they won't have vinegar in them. They will be fermented through the water and the sea salt. And then they'll add seasonings to them a lot of times. So look for that, and that's great for the gut. And then take probiotics on it. One of the best around is Brenda Schwartz's Body Dynamics called Total Digestion. Reading I say it's so good is a lot of probiotics starts off pretty good in the lab, and they measure it in the lab. Then they put it in the capsules and they send it off. Time you buy it off the shelf, most all of it's dead. And someone recently did a study on that, and they found that Brenda's went from 50 billion to almost a trillion, where a lot of the others that claimed to be 10 billion or 50 billion were dead. You weren't getting anything for it. So I always like recommending hers. And they even sent theirs in the hot sun, shipped it out to California in the back, on the back of a truck, UPS truck or something, to see if it affected it. Didn't affect it. It was still powerful, potent probiotics. Then it has the digestive enzymes. Folks, we'll be right back in just a moment. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Schwartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Schwartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your health.
And one of the best things I've ever found over the last 20 years of doing radio is a product called Invigorest. I love that product. And as you get older, it gets harder and harder to sleep well. I want you to call a phone number, 877-338-3340, 877-338-3340, or go to restandrepair.com. And is spelled out. Put in Dan as the code, D-A-N. I want you to get a great price on Invigorest. If you call that number or you go to restandrepair.com and put in that code Dan, you can get four for the price of three. Call it. Welcome back, folks. It's Dan's Health Talks, and I'm glad you tuned in this afternoon. I want to mention, this is pretty common knowledge. It wasn't years ago when I first mentioned it, but it is now, that inflammation correlates and may be the underlying cause of almost every major disease, whether we're talking about cancer, heart disease. It affects blood sugar in the form of diabetes, especially diabetes 2. It affects Alzheimer's, dementia. It's going to affect your gut, where we're talking about irritable bowel, Crohn's disease. So inflammation affects everything. We all know it affects our joints. If you had back pain, neck pain, but you don't know sometimes that when you're not thinking well, when your memory's not there, that can be inflammation. And it can be brought on by the lack of sleep. When you don't sleep well, your body starts becoming inflamed. That's why you're always hearing me running ads for Invigorest. It's a product I always use for sleep. Recently, I added a capsule of tryptophan to it, to my regimen, and I really like that. And this time of year, potential of cold and just breathing, the air conditioning air, I find there's an elderberry that I found in a health food store that was made for nighttime. And it had a lot of homeopathic things that help you sleep and also deal with sinuses and respiratory problems. And I found it very helpful, too. There's a lot of things out there. Melatonin, but I heard that if you use melatonin all the time, it quits working and it'll screw with your own melatonin. So that may be something we only want to use when we're traveling. I need more information on that and to see if there's other contradictions to say that's not true. But tryptophan or 5-HTP, some people say 5-HTP is better. It works quicker. I found that tryptophan worked right away for me. But if you don't sleep well, you'll gain weight, you'll feel inflamed, you won't be able to think well. They say if you lack 1 hour of sleep, it's like two drinks of alcohol as far as your reflex response. So if you're driving and you haven't slept well, in a car, there's a wreck next to you or in front of you. In fact, I just had that happen a week ago. Fortunately, nothing hit me, but one car ran right into the back of the other, and it was just a lane or two over. Some guy was reading their text, and they just drove right into the back of a pickup, both doing 70 miles an hour. So we have to be aware. But you're not as aware if you haven't got a good night's sleep. And when you don't sleep, you create what they call a cytokine storm. Cytokines are a big part of the immune system. And they have a positive thing to do in the body, but when there are certain kinds of cytokines, there's many variations of cytokines, and too much of it creates inflammation. And there's the cytokines that are in the visceral fat of the gut that are actually created by that visceral fat or stored in that visceral fat. And when that stimulates it, it's not the fat that's over the insulating fat that's on the rest of the body, but the beer belly gut type fat is highly inflammatory. And that will bring on heart disease because when you inflame the arteries, plaque will build up in the arteries and stick to the side of the wall. It will bring on Alzheimer's because you shut down the circulation in the brain to a degree. Then plaque builds up and the immune system gets repressed in there and you can't get rid of the plaque in the brain. Of course, our joints start decaying. Our skin looks old and sagging before its time because of inflammation in the skin. And the gut can get inflamed, not be able to absorb nutrients, as well as you can get Crohn's, irritable bowel, all these things from inflammation. Now, omega-3 oil is one of the first things people grab for inflammation. And one of the most respected doctors in the industry as far as really helping people deal with heart disease is Stephen Sinatra. He's written a number of books, and I think they're very good. I know a few things that he doesn't put in a regimen that I think are very important that he may not be aware of, like colostrum 6, cell food, and a few other things. But overall, he has a lot of wonderful understanding of CoQ10, PPQ, resveratrol, all these different things that are great for the heart. And nitric oxide products. I'm going to be talking a lot about nitric oxide. There's a really good product that I found over at Mega Health, and I'll be talking more and more about it in the coming months. Because nitric oxide, very, very important for your overall health. But anyway, Sinatra takes 10 grams of omega-3 oil a day. I take 3, and I thought that was plenty. And then he eats salmon on top of it. Now, yesterday and today, I took a big deal of salmon, poured olive oil all over it, some mustard, and Bragg's vinegar in a bed of spinach and mixed that up, and I ate half of it yesterday and half of it today. And I can always tell when I eat a lot of salmon. I really feel better. Everything feels good. From the gut to the brain, everything just feels better. Even on top of all the fish omega-3 oil I take. But it's still important that you take the omega-3 oil. I take Focus and Memory they have some great ones too, from Noric Naturals. I take their Memory and Focus. I take 2 of those in the morning. And then on top of that, I take their Ultra omega-3. I take 2 of those along with it. So I'm taking 4. And sometimes I'll take some more in the evening. And that's a lot, folks. But it's not anywhere close to what Dr. Sinatra's taking. 2 of those ultimate, it was the amount that UCLA, and it was actually on Noric Naturals that they did the research. But they showed that if you started taking that in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, it would put the brakes on Alzheimer's. So that Noric Naturals Ultimate, very important, very basic to your overall health. So you want to be taking that. Very, very important. And then you can tweak it. They have stuff for women, the GLA to help with their hormones. They have special for children, like more DHA, no EPA, different things like that. But they have the Memory and the Focus ones. I really like that. Now, folks, we'll be right back. You know, sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your health. And one of the best things I've ever found over the last 20 years of doing radio is a product called InVigorest. I love that product. And as you get older, it gets harder and harder to sleep well. I want you to call a phone number, 877-338-3340. 877-338-3340. 3340, or go to restandrepair.com. And is spelled out. Put in Dan as the code, D-A-N. I want you to get a great price on the Vigorest. If you call that number or you go to restandrepair.com and put in that code, Dan, you can get 4 for the price of 3. Call it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, SOLLOWAY 21 at gmail.com. DSOLLOWAY 21 at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. CV Sciences has Plus CBD oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic.
Look for Plus CBD Oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks, and I'm glad you joined me this afternoon. And I guess I need to do a little bio because there's a lot of people that listen to this show that may be new listeners, and they don't really know what my background is. Now, I got a PhD in nutrition, but so what? So did a lot of people have PhDs. And it doesn't necessarily mean you know anything or you know something, but you know what you learned in college. One time I was having supper with a lady that I was seeing at the time and her daughter's husband, and her daughter had a master's in nutrition. And I asked her, I said, do you know a lot about a lot of different areas of nutrition, or do you know a whole lot about one area? She says, I know a whole lot about one area. I know that for some reason, we don't know why, prunes given to rats increases bone density. I said, that's what I thought. When I went after my PhD, I studied with a friend of mine, Dr. McDay, and I'd already been doing radio, I think, for 5 years before I started studying with him. But I wanted a broad knowledge. I wanted a PhD to have someone I can discuss new research coming up with, but also to make this radio show better, to give you more in-depth understanding and to have a clearer idea of the cascades of hormones, the different effects of this and that in the body. And to get those questions answered that may be a little gray in my mind. But before that, I was known in the on an international level in the area of exercise. I started reading on nutrition and started reading on exercise. I started participating in trying to compete in a fitness model when I was 13 years old, when I was in seventh grade. President Kennedy had the President's Physical Fitness Contest. And so in gym class, we would had to do push-ups, pull-ups, set-ups, burpees, and 6 inches, where very bad exercise for the low back. We didn't know it then. And the way we did set-ups wasn't good either. We did them straight-legged. But I worked on it, and I ended up doing like 550 setups in the allotted amount of time that they give me in the second 9 weeks of semester, and did 21 pull-ups and all that, and I was a pretty strong little 13-year-old. Then I started lifting weights, and I'm out in the middle of the sticks of Oklahoma, out towards the Panhandle in a little town called Woodward, Oklahoma, and there's no authorities on weightlifting. They wouldn't let the football players lift weights. They thought they'd get so muscle-bound they wouldn't be able to walk. And that was the theory back then. And so there wasn't much going on in that time. But I was reading all the magazines, and a lot of the magazines were just designed to sell really bad protein powder and different things like that, or sell you weights, or sell you a routine that you really didn't need. And so I was reading all that. But nevertheless, I got really curious. It felt like I was doing scientific experiments on, I would take my friends and they would work out with me and I'd say, I just read about this, let's try this. And sometimes the things were good and sometimes they weren't. Generally speaking, we were overtraining. We were trying to do too much and didn't understand that. But I was ended up being the weightlifting coach for my high school. We had a pipe and steel company back in my hometown. And I could go into the welders when I'm 14 years old and said, I want a hack squat machine that looks like this, or I want a rack that looks like this, or I had a pulley system. So at 1964, I'm designing my own gym down in my basement. So all my buddies wanted to come work out with me. And it worked well. I got used to designing equipment. And I'm reading the Novice textbook, and I'm fascinated by the idea of variable resistance, where when you're lifting a weight and you're standing up and you're doing curls, when your arms get 90 degrees parallel to the floor, that's where you're weakest. That's where the weight you handle, if you go all the way through, has to be a weight that you can handle through that part. What we did before that concept, we would use a weight that we only moved one-third of the movement, then we use a little bit lighter weight, come two-thirds, then we use a lighter weight and go all the way through. And that's how we tried to get around that problem. And then Arthur Jones made these cams that went all the way, that made it where it was harder where you're stronger and weaker where you had less strength. So he tried to maximize. And they came out and did this study. And Casey Ventura, they didn't know they cheated the study, put on 45 pounds in, I think it was 6 weeks or 12 weeks. And every college wanted to have knowledge machines. Didn't find out till later that he had lost the weight in an accident and losing part of a finger and got infected in an oil well accident and went, had already been, I think, Mr. America, lost all that. Then they force-fed him 10,000 calories and snuck him in at night and had him lifting weights on top of the Nautilus, and he just blew up back to where he was. That's called muscle memory. I didn't know that. Well, I'm doing karate in the water. I'm doing martial arts, kicks and punches and stuff. As a friend of mine told me, Muhammad Ali used to box in the water, and that so did Rocky Marciano. So I made these little bells that had little blades, and I'm doing my workout in the water with them. And I'm getting real pumped up. And then I read the Nautilus textbook, and I went, wait a minute. I'm not going to build Nautilus machines. Those things I did in the water will work. I build them bigger, and I put 3.5 inches on my chest, 1.5 inches my arms in about 6 weeks. And I started begging my dad to loan me the money to patent. I was like 28, 27 years old at the time. And after saying I'm going to sell my van and do all that, he said, okay, we'll do it. And so I started patenting this, and it took me 5 years or so to get the money to take it to market. And then it went all over the world. I went over to Japan, trained 100 trainers there. We had people coming from Brazil. I went to Australia, and we had people all over the country training with the Hydrotone system. I was always teaching some nutrition when I was teaching the larger group classes. But then I became the spokesman for network marketing companies, educating people on how their products were working. And then there was a great product called Hydroxygen Plus, and it was cell food, private label. We were seeing unbelievable results with the one-ounce cell food product under a private label. And a friend of mine said, we got to take this to radio. And I had a friend that knew radio. I didn't know a thing about it, but he taught me into doing radio. And since then, I've got to interview some of the top authorities, read their books, sit down with them, or talk to them on the phone in depth, some things that they didn't want to talk about on the radio, but I get to explore. So the education process over 22 years has been tremendous for me and hopefully for the listeners. So I just wanted to give you an update on that, and we'll be right back, folks. CV Sciences has Plus CBD Oil. Stu, why is it better than everything else on the market?
Plus CBD oil is different because our seeds are certified, our extraction is patented, the safety is established, the efficacy is indicated, and our service is guaranteed. We say yes, Plus CBD oil.
Fantastic. Look for Plus CBD oil. You'll find it in health food stores. It stands out from all the others. There are in about 4,000 stores across the country. Thank you, Stu.
My pleasure.
Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Every Saturday, except the last Saturday of the month, I do a talk for Fox Legacy at 11 o'clock. There's usually another doctor, maybe Dr. Bevan Elliott, brilliant, brilliant scientist. And we're talking about how to elevate the mitochondrial energy and how to create more mitochondria, how to reverse a lot of the effects of aging. So I want to invite you to tune in on that. You're my guest, 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. You know, sleep is one of the most important things you can do for your health. And one of the best things I've ever found over the last 20 years of doing radio is a product called InVigorest. I love that product. And as you get older, it gets harder and harder to sleep well. I want you to call a phone number, 877-338-3340. 877-338-3340. Or go to restandrepair.com. And is spelled out. Put in Dan as the code, D-A-N. I want you to get a great price on InVigorest. If you call that number or you go to restandrepair.com and put in that code, Dan, you can get four for the price of three. Call it. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. I have a friend of mine with me, Dr. Bevan Elliott. And Bevan Elliott and his partner have created nutritional products that are unlike anything I've ever seen before. Bevan, let's talk about this. Explain to me a little bit about the concept that you and your partner, Jonathan, did on creating these. And I know that you're blown away as much as I am by the results we're starting to see.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity, Dan, to be with you today. Well, first of all, we were very interested in health in their brother as some health product or another. What you quickly begin to discover, however, is that not all health products or ingredients are equally bioavailable. I mean, you might be able to take one ingredient and it may say, you know, this is more bioavailable than this other ingredient done by this other company. So obviously we have a problem with delivery. A lot of these substances are very healthy, but we have a delivery problem. Next, what we wanted to look at was, after trying to solve a delivery problem, is how can we formulate in order to get the right nutrients delivered to where they need to go. So we were looking at cellular biology. This is at a very basic level what's taught in high school biology sophomore year. And you quickly learn that one of the main components of a cell in a an animal or a human is the mitochondria, mitochondrion, singular, mitochondria, plural. These are called the powerhouse or the engines of the cell. And we quickly learned when we got up to speed that many, many reactions happen in and around the mitochondrial membranes. This is where the fuel for the cell is converted into fuel that your body can use. These fuels are gotten from your diet, generally speaking, from fats and from sugars and from carbohydrates and from proteins. So they're converted in the body through the metabolic process into a form that your mitochondria can use for energy. But what's also needed is oxygen. Mm-hmm. And this has gotten into your body via your lungs and carried with your bloodstream into the cell to where it needs to go. These processes occur at the mitochondria. So we determined that what we needed to do was find the correct ingredients, determine which ones would work well together, and deliver them through whatever means to the mitochondrial membranes so that we could reverse damage in the cell. What we started with was a set of oil products. A lot of people want to make products water soluble so they can be delivered. What we started with is knowing that cellular biology begins with the outer membrane, and the outer membrane is composed of a lipid bilayer. Mm-hmm. What we needed was fat soluble or fat delivered, lipid delivered nutrients. So we started there and we developed what we quickly realized was a very, very powerful anti-inflammatory, all-natural anti-inflammatory. And from there, we continued to focus on mitochondrial dysfunction, how we could reverse it, first by reversing the damage in the membranes, Second, by inflammation. And third, how can we increase the
energy,
cellular energy
yeah.
produced by the mitochondria? And that's kind of the approach that we've taken, and we've found that we've developed some very good products through that process.
You actually did one more thing that's really important. You added PPQ, which not only increases the energy, but it causes the body to create more mitochondria cells. And I think, one of the main differences between a healthy athlete and a couch potato, healthy athlete will have a lot more density of mitochondria within their cell, so they have a lot more resources to produce energy and to utilize their energy storage. So it's phenomenal, folks, on what we're seeing. The products, the ones I'm taking right now, everyone, I've been taking for a while, and it's changed me tremendously. I'm taking the Ultra Mito Mine, and I'm taking the Ultra Mito Perform. The Perform is more for body energy. The Mine more for memory and stress and sleeping well and all that. And then I use a Rejuvenate Gel for all kinds of situations. If my neck bothers me or a low back or anything of that sort, I put it on my face, I put it in my hair. Phenomenal product. And then lately I've been taking the recovery oil for the last month or two. And for myself, I just turned 69 in July. And for about 5 years, the most push-ups I could do between push-up bars were about 60 on my first set. And 28 days into taking these products, all of a sudden I did 85. Now I'm doing 95. That's not supposed to happen at 69. So you and Jonathan have really created something. These guys used to work for a pharmaceutical company. They came over from the dark side into the light, is the way I like to look at it. But they were nanotechnologists and really brilliant in their field. And they came into the nutritional world and has created something that has never been seen before. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. I really appreciate you being with us. And, folks, I'm going to let Dr. Elliott go. He has some things he has to do. But I want to mention that the company has done something very special with me. What the company has done, because I've been helping them with their calls. There's a real good call we do on Saturday. But I want to mention that they made a deal where I get the product at a little bit less than wholesale. So I can resell it to you. You don't have to join the network to get it. I can resell the products for you. The Rejuvenate Gel that people with neuropathy or back pain, I use it on my low back. I use it on my face. I use it in my hair. It's amazing, amazing product. It really is. It's extraordinary what it does for the skin and for the inflammation and everything. And you know, it doesn't heat up, doesn't feel anything except everything feels better. And so I have that for you. And what the company started with was the oils. That's where they had like the young man that has cerebral palsy that has walked with crutches all his life and now walking without him, people with knee pain, all kinds of stuff, eyesight improving. It was all done with the oils. And they have an oil that's called Life, one called Mobility, and people are saying it really does help their mobility. They have one called Rejuvenate for people that work out, need to recover, or maybe have had surgery. And they have one for allergies. And speaking of that, my allergies had gone crazy last night. And I have, every so often I have this rib that moves out of place. And that rib had already been out of place for a day or so. So it hurt in my middle of my back and it hurt in my sternum. And I have a chiropractor, Dr. Cecil Welch, occasionally puts it back in place for me if I have a problem with it. So I did something to knock it out a couple days ago. Well, I started sneezing last night and really sneezing hard. And boy, it hurt. I was supposed to go to a concert, but I was in too much pain. Well, I remember one of the ladies on one of the calls, she took the oils and put them down her nose, leaned over backwards on the bed, and her allergies went away real quickly. I thought I was getting a cold and different things. I did that, and my allergies has been my sinus have been the best they've been, I don't know since when, but boy, they feel good. And something strange happened. The rib went back in place. I don't know. I don't understand that. I can't explain it, but it did. And people keep telling stories like this. Now, you can get a hold of me. You can go to dsolloway, dsollowy21 at gmail.com. And we can get together, and I can, no shipping costs, I can sell these to you at a very reasonable price.
I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.